Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Los Angeles Hope House and Trees of Hope are focus this morning, and this is an annual show, and we have added someone, and we'll introduce you to everybody in just a second. Lisa Crittenden here from Hope House. Trees of Hope, Lisa, is such a, it's your
big event.
Big event every time.
Yes.
And it's coming up next week.
It's coming up next week. Time has gone by so fast. Mm-hmm. But we're excited. It's going to look real different this year, and the committee has worked so hard. And, you know, they've worked on this event multiple years now, even before my time. And Ted, I've been here almost 10 years now. 10 years.
10 years?
Yes, and the committee was already in place.
We are going to have to. So when is your 10-year anniversary?
Well.
Did we pass it?
No, January 13th.
Okay. I will write that down because I remember when you came in. Anna brought you in,
yes!
Right after. You hadn't been here for very
yes.
long.
Yes, Anna Billingsley, and I say that all the time, and she just looks at me like, if you say that one more time, I tell everybody, Anna hired me.
We're going to have to. We'll get that taken care of. Anna Billingsley also here. Anna, you and I have talked about Trees of Hope. It seems like every year it's been on.
Mm-hmm. I've been involved for many, many years as a volunteer, but it's my heart is with Lois Ann's Hope House.
It is.
And so I just want to do whatever I can, and this is a signature event. So I used to be chairman of the board. Now I'm still involved with Trees of Hope and other things. So anyway, we're excited about it being next week. It is hard to believe.
It is. We're going to jump into it in just a second. Also hear from Hope House. Kate Woodward is a program manager at Hope House. Kate, it's great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Describe just a little bit about what you do as far as programs go and working with families, because
yeah.
What an important position you have there.
Absolutely. So I've been with Hope House for a little over 4 years now, and I'm the program manager for our homelessness helpline and all of our preventative services in the region. So our vision is no family homeless, and we have expanded our programming efforts because we know for us to effectively execute that, we have to prevent families from experiencing it altogether. So that is some of the programs that I oversee within the region.
I saw on the Facebook page the no families homeless, and
yeah.
Big emphasis on that. And I thought, what a great
Absolutely.
Goal, and especially in these times, because boy, people
yeah.
are really struggling.
Absolutely.
They are. They're struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, the economic downturn impacts everybody across mm-hmm. the country, pretty much internationally, right? But within our community, we're focused on our target audience, and that's those individuals. And it's not just families any longer, it's households across mm-hmm. the community that are facing challenges. Now, I drive and I see everyone looking for employment, mm-hmm. employees.
Yeah.
And so I wonder why it's a challenge, but there are other things that impact homelessness. And so, you know, housing and affordable housing is key. And that's the challenge right now.
Boy, it is a challenge.
There's not enough of it.
There's not enough mm-hmm. housing, but housing that's affordable. And so when you look at affordable housing, there's multiple target audiences we're looking at, right? But our audience is the range of $800 to $1,000
mm-hmm.
at the most for our families. And so it's really been hard to find housing rent property mm-hmm. that is within that range. It's above $1,300 now.
Easily.
So just think of a family you can have a mom and one child, or a mom and two child, but what if you had a mom and dad and maybe four children? It's really a challenge because they can't afford 2-3-bedroom places at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. And factor in gas prices.
You go everything. To the store. Food, groceries. Gas. Yeah. And just imagine, you know, here's the thing. Many people know that there are supportive services. We are vital and key in partnership with so many resources within our community, one being social services. And so, example, they have the SNAP program. And SNAP is, you know, the financial support to be able to purchase food. It's food stamps. The old name is food stamps. Mm-hmm. These families cannot purchase toiletry items at all.
I did not know that. Seriously?
No. Seriously. Mm-hmm. They cannot purchase toiletry items at all in the process of having this. It's only food, which is the main thing that we need. But there are women that have things that they need monthly,
right?
That you can't purchase.
Yeah.
In your household, you need toilet tissue. You can't purchase toilet tissue.
With SNAP.
With SNAP.
Right.
So you have to think of those challenges that these families are facing. They come and knock on our door all the time, and we're there to support them.
What a huge challenge, though. I did not know that. That's those are some of the things that you all deal with every day that a lot of us don't know about.
Yeah. The other is, and you know, it's a big thing and it happens for everyone, but my washer went out and I had to go to the laundromat to wash clothes. I thought I was going to die. I couldn't believe how much money it costs to wash laundry.
I know.
So just think of a family that's challenged financially and they don't have a washer and dryer to utilize in their new home that we've placed them in. So they now have to go to the laundromat. Well, you have to set aside and budget for that. Mm-hmm. But not only budget for that, you're going to have to budget for the detergent and the dryer sheets. So it's a lot to think about.
It is. A lot of good stuff. Hope House, our focus, Lois Ann's Hope House in Fredericksburg. Trees of Hope, a big fundraiser that's taking place next week. And we're going to jump into that and talk about how you can participate in all that's going on when we come back. Anna Billingsley here, Lisa Crittenden here, and Kate Woodward. More on News Talk 1230.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is Hope House and Trees of Hope, our focus this morning, with Kate Woodward, Lisa Crittenden, and Anna Billingsley, all with Hope House. So, Anna, let's jump into this as far as Trees of Hope. It is next week, and there are all kinds of events taking place and really all kinds of ways that people can get involved.
Mm-hmm. It's really condensed this year, which COVID threw us off. We had it at one of our board members' stores, and it was a lot different. But we're going back downtown. We're going to the Woolen Mill, which is next to the Silk Mill. For those who are not familiar with it, it's a new venue, and it's a wonderful venue for Trees of Hope. And we're going to only do it for a couple of days. And so we really need people to participate. The trees are due on Monday. And Tuesday, we'll set up, and Wednesday we're having a luncheon, so we're calling it Midweek Merriment, and then the next night, the whole day is available for viewing the trees and bidding on them. Anybody in the public can come in and bid, and then we'll have a live auction for some of the most spectacular trees and a cocktail party, and the conclusion of the silent auction on Thursday, November 17th. So,
when we talk about trees, these aren't just trees.
No,
these are the most spectacular kind of medium-sized trees you've ever seen. They are.
Yeah, they really are.
Well, Hope House provides the trees, and so they're all standard trees. They're tabletop 3-foot trees, mm-hmm. and people work their magic on them. Oh my gosh. They can, you will never believe that these are the same tree, that everybody got the same tree, because some of them are just amazing.
Oh, they are.
One year, once somebody made a lamp out of mm-hmm. one of the trees. They've turned them upside down. They've
table sprays.
Yeah.
They're very creative, very mm-hmm. creative. We asked the decorators to have the tree valued at no less than $200. And these decorators make it happen. They create magic, like Anna said, and we're not quite sure sometimes how they do it. But it's done with love. It's done with passion. It's done with, you know, in making sure that people understand their commitment to end homelessness.
Yeah.
It's very creative.
Oh.
People are very creative.
And then when you're asked to judge these trees, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all are so good, and so often they tell a story, and they're not the kind of trees. I mean, if you want to put them on just for the holidays, you can do that, but you could leave these trees out year round if you wanted to. They're that good.
Yeah, you really could. You really could. I love the trees that I've received from the event, and I box them. Pull them out the box, lift them up, put them on the table.
Yeah, they're that good.
They're really good.
They're really good. So the holiday luncheon is on Wednesday.
Yeah, 16th. It's very different. We used to have it on a Friday, but we are practically sold out of luncheon tickets. So if you're interested, please come right on. Go to LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org and buy a ticket.
It's 11:30 to 2 p.m., our typical time.
Yeah.
And the room is typically filled with people that want to really enjoy the event.
So Kimmins downtown, a really unusual, has unusual gifts, is going to be providing a boutique. And we are also, I'm leaving here to pick up a painting by Betsy Glassie that she's donated. And it Yay. Is, I've, she sent me a picture of it. It is amazing. So I
Can't
hope people will come out with an, you know, take advantage of the opportunity to purchase unbelievable trees and also some other items. We have jewelry. We have a boutique. We have the painting, like I said. We have all kinds of things. So.
Well, and if Kimmins is involved, it's going to be really good. That is just one of the great stores in downtown Fredericksburg.
We're having a fashion show at the luncheon. So,
which you usually do. I mean, this really is a welcome back kind of thing, because
this
is all the kinds of things that were done before COVID.
Yeah, so we got waylaid for 2 years, and so now we're back, and we're really we're putting an emphasis on the things that people really seemed to enjoy before.
Then a magical night of giving is on Thursday from 6 mm-hmm. to 9:30. That's a party.
It's a party. It's a party. It's a cocktail party. We're going to have a DJ. You're going to be able to, again, look at those beautiful trees and come with your heart open and give back in any way you can to Lois Ann's Hope House. But it's about hearing the stories, understanding the impact, and walking away knowing that you've made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I always like this, too, that you do it enough ahead of Christmas that if you get a tree, you can use it this holiday season. It's not one of these things that you get it and then you can't really do it much this year. You can you get one of these trees and you're everyone's envy during the holidays, because they really are good.
Yeah,
they are good trees.
Yeah, you are. Here's the thing, you know, you're walking in the stores now and you see Christmas decorations.
Oh, drive
so,
around neighborhoods.
That's right. Yeah. Neighborhoods, everything. People start early. And so you can have your tree for Thanksgiving and put it up.
We have Thanksgiving trees.
Yeah.
So, and fall trees. We have all kinds of
beautiful trees.
Yeah. Halloween trees.
Yes, we have. We've had a Halloween
yeah.
tree. People really go and think of themes, and they put those themes into action.
Fred Nats have done trees in the past, and they've had a lot of great things, either from tickets or trinkets or all kinds of stuff. So
there have been decorators that have been before my time. Anna, Ken Croco, Johanna, they know these decorators in and out. And they're decorators that are committed to doing this every year. And as you said, we've had a number of trees every year with Fred Natz. And I'm missing out on the name of the decorator who does that, but they are committed.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I went to one of the games this year and I see them at the game and we hug. And I love our community. I love the people who give to Hope House.
Somebody did one last year and it was of Hope House. It was of all, yeah. It was of Hope House.
Beautiful.
It was. It was.
It was the layout of a home in the campus of Hope House.
Yes.
And it was done by actually our staff.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That one, that was very, it that was
amazing.
It was because you sort of saw all and it was set up, as I remember, it was kind of a wintry kind of
wintry
theme.
Yes.
But
yeah,
you could see that you knew it was Hope House.
Yes. And the detail of it all. They really detailed it. And you know, that shows the commitment and compassion of the staff that work at Hope House. It becomes a part of our everyday lives because we see, you know, the impact of families when they come into the houses and they're sad and they're at their lowest of lows, you know, and then we begin to nurture them but hold them accountable. And so the staff is committed to that too. So, you know, we didn't ask them to do that. They just wanted to do a tree, and that's what their heart told them to do. And I was enamored with it.
That's the one that stands out to me from last year.
Yeah.
And it was one of the last ones I saw. I can still see where it was kind of off to the side at the store, and it was one of the last ones that I saw, and I just remember looking at it and thinking, that's Hope House.
Yes.
That's Hope House. And that was really nice. Glad you mentioned the staff, because one of my great Hope House memories was you and I, Lisa, you've added buildings, so I don't think it's the latest one you had, but you hadn't quite opened up the home yet.
Yes.
But you and I went in, and you were so proud as you showed me all these things, and that everything was new, and it was
our 909 Lafayette home.
Mm-hmm. And I remember just being so kind of taken by the fact that you wanted the best for the family that was gonna be moving in there.
Right. So when you say I wanted the best, we have strong partnerships with so many people that want to make a difference. And so Ashley Furniture, Michael Trivett, Trivett Ashley Furniture Home Store allows us to go in and pick out items for the homes. These homes, when you walk in them, look like your home.
Yeah.
And the staff at Ashley Furniture said, I can't believe you're acting like you're purchasing furniture for your home. And I go, I am. I really am.
Right.
And I want, as I mentioned, these families are at their lowest of lows. And so the other is, we had a commitment that year when we opened up that house from one family, just one family that purchased all the items for that household. Every dish. So, you know, we can have up to three families in that home. And they purchased every dish set, every pot and pan, every cleaning supply, towels, everything for that household for those families. It was amazing. And it was an honor to share that with you that day.
Because you mentioned the furniture, and I can still remember the couch, and you said, sit down on it. You were just like, sit down on it. And it was it was so soft and kind of poofy kind of thing. And you were like, isn't that comfortable? And you were just so, and it was, you were so excited. It was like like your home.
And when people, I always want to tour folks at Lois Ann's Hope House, because people have this thought of shelters as industrialized and not feeling as if it's home. We want our clients to come in and feel as if they are loved to no end. Now, That's not the program, but at least the home, you know, we want them to feel as if they are welcomed and they are comfortable and this is their home. And so it's set up to
for
be designed
time,
that
yes.
for a short time. Right. So, you know, it really works, and there is the commitment to show that. And again, we couldn't do it without our partners, our community partners. So.
Well, you talk about the commitment of the staff. And I always tell the story. I've seen a couple of times when I've gone by in the afternoon and the bus is before the bus stops by. And I've seen Anna there. I've seen you. I've seen you out there, you know, welcoming kids back. Yeah. And it is more than just, oh, you know, this is our job kind of thing. Don't I mean you two specifically that I know, I have seen out there just interacting with kids at times you wouldn't have to, but
right.
They're your kid. Yeah. They're your kids, you know, in that way.
Yeah. They are our kids, and you become attached to them. I don't care what anybody says, you become attached to them. And for me, I'm not a social worker. I'm not a case manager, so it's a bit different. I ask them how their day has been between the parents and the children. Now, COVID's not over, but I start to pick the kids up and kiss them, and I say, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't hear it, they're going to hear it from me. And it's sincerity because I interact with them every day. Every day. We're there. Mm-hmm. We're a part of their lives, and they become a part of our lives. And we really care about them. As Anna says, and she always said, yes, Lisa, you know, the buses come. And we have partnerships through the McKinney-Vental program that allow the kids, because we want them to maintain stability, it allows the kids, if they come into our shelter, to go to their existing school system to stay and be maintained with their teachers and their support systems.
Yeah. And so that's why all of this we talk about is why Trees of Hope is so important, because the fundraiser, this Trees of Hope fundraiser is more, they are great trees and everyone has fun at these events, but you're also raising money to be able to continue to do what you do.
Right.
Do at Hope House.
Right. So remember, and this, as you said, Ted, and Anna always talks about it, is, and the background behind Trees of Hope is really to raise the initial, you know, the money that's really needed to keep the program going. The doors have to stay open. The impact is great. Last year we had 9,000 calls on our homeless helpline. The first quarter we have over 4,500. The first quarter of the year.
Wow.
So, you know, the impact is the impact of this event helps us keep homelessness, we hope, aligned so that it's not greater and that there's children on the streets. We don't want children on the streets and not have a bed to lay their heads on.
LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org, the website for information. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org. Trees of Hope taking place on the 16th and the 17th. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org. Lisa Crittenden, Anna Billingsley, Kate Woodward here from Hope House this morning. Break coming up, and then we will be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:32.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Hope House this morning, and Lois Ann's Hope House and Trees of Hope that is taking place on the 16th and 17th. All the details at loisannshopehouse.org. Anna Billingsley, Lisa Crittenden, and Kate Woodward here, all from Hope House, talking about this morning. Anna, just to be able to be the fact that you were able to carry on through COVID was great. But the fact that we're now doing a show like this, and these are all the things from the old days that you did. And that people, the thing is, we talked about how people are drawn in purchase the trees. These other events, the luncheon and the magical night of giving, those kinds of things, people have a really good time at those. Mm-hmm. And they're back.
Yeah. And we're having a luncheon. When Ted says 16th and 17th, it's hard to believe that that's next week.
Wednesday, Thursday.
But, next Wednesday and Thursday is the luncheon is on Wednesday, and the magical night of giving is Thursday, the 17th. The luncheon is the 16th. So all of the information is on our website. But we also are going to be giving out an Illuminator Award. And we have been doing that on the night that we do the live auction, but there's too much going on, and so we feel like it's kind of lost. But this year we're doing it at the luncheon, and the Illuminator this year for 2022 is Mary Jane O'Neill, who has given so much mm-hmm. of her time and resources to Hope House. So we're pleased, very pleased, to honor her at our luncheon on Wednesday the 16th. And we're also doing a fashion show. I failed to mention that before, but we have several vendors downtown that are going to be participating in our fashion show. And if you haven't seen the Woolen Mill, it's worth going to the event just to see the Woolen Mill. It's a great renovation of a really old mill, and just like the Silk Mill has become a new venue, this is going to become one too. And it's right next door, and there's parking around the corner from the Silk Mill, so you can go right into the Woolen Mill. So anyway, we will have lots of events going on and lots of beautiful trees, so we hope you'll come.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out on it.
And you can, there's an online auction too for the trees.
We use an online bidding service, and so you can look at the pictures of the trees and decide to bid, and you can just, it'll notify you when there's a higher bid, and so you can keep bidding, and you can bid from home.
And
then on Friday the 18th, we will be at Woolen Mill to distribute the trees that people won. So
it's awesome. It's mm-hmm. awesome. Yeah, the whole idea, we did this even prior to COVID. We always had the online auction process and contract and partnership. And so it has worked out for us. Mm-hmm. And during COVID was the best. We didn't have to implement anything. So it allowed us to continue to raise money for the shelter.
Yeah.
And so as Anna said, people can be anywhere. You could be shopping and your phone will bling and say, somebody outbid you, and you can outbid them
right.
again.
You can say, no,
it's
they
the
didn't.
War. It's the war of it all. No. I love the competition.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, no, they didn't. And you push the button. I think it's so funny, too, at the event when people are running around and saying, I was just outbid. And they go and they ding back at the person. So
and you're just smiling
I'm
and
just
thinking.
Smiling, yes.
Don't you and let them beat you.
Right. And don't. The other is we are in the bidding process too. There may be trees that I'm bidding on, mm-hmm. and I'm like, man, somebody outbid me. But
lots of
fun.
Gift cards on the trees too. One person is doing a golf tree, and there passes to all kinds of golf courses. It's worth a fortune, the tree is. And so please, you know, any time, I mean, there's gift certificates for restaurants on trees, and they're unique trees. It's just an amazing
There's jewelry
event.
On trees. Yeah, we had one year when we had a tree of silver, and it was all jewelry. And I mean, it was packed with jewelry. There's so many different things that people do. It's just it's just amazing. This year there's going to be a special tree, and you can travel to some concert, but I would go online to look at what that tree is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
It's a concert.
It's a special tree.
And it's a well-known country artist that you have tickets to that concert.
Mm-hmm.
See, you never know.
You never know.
On any of this. So go to LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org for information on being able to bid and to see the trees and all of that stuff. Anna Billingsley, Lisa Crittenden, Kate Woodward here. One of the things, and besides this, and when we talk about giving to Hope House, and you always talk, Lisa, when we talk about this every year, when I talk about what do you need, and you always say anything that you need in your own house, we need at Hope House. And one of the great things to be able to do is, if I'm going shopping, is just double.
Buy
two of everything,
exactly.
And then bring everything.
I feel like it's a constant message that I say every year. Paper towels, toilet tissue, trash bags. Those are things that we need for Los Angeles Hope House. We need cleaning supplies.
You need a lot of it.
And we have 19 families. We now have 6 houses. So we've grown tremendously. You know, when I came on board and Anna hired me. 10 years ago. We had 2 programs. We had 3 homes. We now have 6 homes. We have had 13 families. We now have 19 families.
Big responsibility.
So it is. And these homes are not new homes. So there are things that happen that we have to, you know, work around, prepare for. But the items that are needed, as an example, and I've not said this previously, but we were talking about it last night, we need 3 high chairs. So if anybody out there has high chairs or you want
they
to
need odd things.
Purchase high chairs.
Yeah. One time you posted that you needed forks. Yeah, I'm like, forks. Why did you just need forks?
Yeah, we needed forks. Utensils. So you got to think, when families come in, we give them dish sets and we give them utensils and all of that. So each family, and it's color coded. So each family has a different color. So we know if somebody has not cleaned their dishes, whose dishes they are. And if somebody's dishes have been taken by somebody else, they know who took their dishes. So just think about things that you have to have in a system so that it's held and maintains accountability. But right now we have toddlers and small kids.
So you need 3.
So we need 3 high chairs. 2 high chairs broke. We now need 3
gosh.
More.
Well, Lisa referred to Hope House as a shelter just a few minutes ago, and it's really not a shelter. It's a home, and it really is a home. I mean, there's 6 of them, but they're homes, especially to the people who live in them.
Right.
And I like to think of it when we have a new resident in our homes that we set it up like a hotel room.
It is.
I mean, it's exciting for them to come into a nice, clean accessible room with all the toiletries they need. So it's just, it's really nice.
So when you walk in and I said, we need 3 high chairs, we also need bed in a bags.
Mm-hmm.
And so bed in a bags is the full set for a twin size bed because we have bunk beds in the rooms and the families readjust them based on their family. But when they walk in that room, Ted, the beds are already made and it's color coded and they have washcloths and towels and toiletries set up. And then people donate gifts to us. And throughout the year, you know, we get toys for tots and all that. We put gifts on the beds for each of the family members. So when they walk in, they have gifts for themselves. And
because you're building, these families need to be built back up.
They do.
Exactly.
Their self-esteem,
psychologically.
Yes. Yeah. Their self-esteem is really down and out. And so that's the idea, is to have them come in into comfort and feel as though they are welcomed. And it's safe. It's a safe place. It's all around safety and feeling as if, you know, it's okay to be where you are right now. And at the end, when they walk out of Lois Ann's Hope House, when they come back and tell us, I could not have done or I could not be where I am because, you know, without what you've done for me. So it's the stories. It's the storytelling. I love storytelling, and so I'll tell one more. We just had a family move in. The gentleman had a work vehicle that he used for work, and he's no longer working at that job, so he had to turn in the vehicle. So now the family doesn't have a car. Because of our relationship and partnership with GEICO, they gave us a whole bunch of bikes. We had an extra bike left. That gentleman picked out that bike, And he got a job on 17, making $17.50 an hour. Mm-hmm. Well, what did he decide to do? He's riding back and forth to work to 17. And he said, it's a little further, Miss Lisa, than I thought it was going to be, but I could not turn down this job for $17.50 an hour. Wow. His family does not have a car, but he has the ability to get back and forth to work.
Oh, that's cool.
You just hope that his just in that case, you just think of the changing weather and just the safety.
But he's going yes. back
determined.
And forth. He's determined to be the provider for his family.
That's great.
But the other is, I talked about the high chairs. If anyone has the ability and they're getting rid of an old car that's still in great condition, or they're going to get a new car, donate that car to Lois Ann's Hope House. It goes directly to the families. It does not come to Hope House. And so we've had people in the past donate wonderful cars so that the families have the ability to, you know, to have transportation.
That's great. That's great to know and to have out there. So if you know of someone, whether it's a high chair or a car or anything in between, think about Hope House.
Yes.
And if you've got questions, call.
Yes.
And ask. And it may be something that someone can use and that you really need.
Right. Always look on our website for our wish list of items that we need. So it's loisannshopehouse.org. And if you need to call us, you have questions,
540-371-1831. 371-0831. 371-0831 or loisannshopehouse.org. Real quick before we take a break, Kate Woodward, the program manager. Kate, you have an interesting position too, where you see people when they begin at the beginning and as they go along, you probably can see the progression of just kind of the building back up of people.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that I love about all of our programming efforts that all of our caseworkers really work to meet people where they're at. And so all of the interventions and the supportive services that we provide are really catered to the individual and the unique needs that the families and the children experience. And our job is very rewarding and our job is very difficult too, because just like Lisa was stating, we're encountering people at the height of crisis and some of the worst points of their life. So our job is to wrap around them with love and ultimately hope that we can instill into the families we work with to help them build back up.
LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org. Kate Woodward here, Lisa Crittenden, and Anna Billingsley. Trees of Hope is next week. We'll wrap this up by talking again about how you can get involved with Trees of Hope and also give you a little bit more information, too, about if you have things to donate to Hope House. More News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Hey. Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lois Ann's Hope House, our focus, and Trees of Hope. One of the things we've been talking about Anna, I always ask you about this, about the name Lois Ann's Hope House. Lois Ann was a person. And that is why
that's exactly right.
Lois Ann's Hope House is Lois Ann's Hope House.
Lois Ann Silver Chacon. And she was all about helping people who can't help themselves. Mm-hmm. And so when Larry Silver, the Silver Companies, donated a significant gift to Hope House, we decided to call ourselves Lois Ann's Hope House in honor of his sister, and who is deceased now. And she really, I think she has lent a really special kind of I don't know how to describe it, but she's really lent something special to our organization. And I was involved when it was Hope House, and now I feel a little bit different because it's Lois Ann, and I know she would be proud of the organization as Larry is. So
yeah, she really would. The 16th and 17th is a Trees of Hope 2022, and it's at the Woolen Mill. And if people want more information about the trees, about the holiday luncheon on Wednesday the 16th, the magical night of giving on Thursday the 17th, or to get involved with the trees, you can go to loisannshopehouse.org. You can bid on the houses, the trees online. Mm-hmm. Right. And as we talked about right at the beginning, Lisa, the need is great. This is a fundraiser for Hope House, and you're dealing with a lot of people. We all know what the economy is like. We all know what it's like to try to buy things these days, and people are in need. And if you can participate in this, this is a great opportunity to do that during the holidays.
It is. It's an opportunity to give back and have fun. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, we want people to be, to come out and have an enjoyable time, but also hear the messaging and the impact that they're making by participating. We tell the stories and the stories of our families. I say we tell the stories. It's not even us telling the stories. We have the families telling the stories. And there's so many stories to tell.
Yeah.
There's so many stories to tell. And the folks are thanking Hope House, but they're really thanking the community. Mm-hmm. When things are given to our families, they know that the community is providing this to them. And they go, Miss Lisa, they're really doing this for us. And I go, yes, they're doing it for you. They're not doing it for me. They're doing it for you because they want you and your life to be successful.
Get involved. Trees of Hope. Again,
buy tickets to the events next week.
Yes, please. There's a fashion show. There's the trees. And you're helping, as Lisa said.
Yes.
You're helping the community. LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org. And you can get involved with the online auction. You can still get involved with the trees, even if you can't make either of these events. And you will not be disappointed in any of the trees. And just the impact that you're making. Mm-hmm. Lisa, we're going to have to get together next year because 10 years for you is a big deal. So you've been a pillar in this community. And he never likes it, but I have to say my good friend Ken Croco is so involved with Hope House. He does great things behind the scenes. But Ken Croco, thank you for what you do. Thanks all of you, and we'll see you next week. And thank you for everything that Hope House provides the community.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
It's great being here.
LoisAnnsHopeHouse.org. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.